Let's go to the National Weather Service this morning and meteorologist John Hitchcock. We're coming up on the busiest travel day of the year tomorrow, and there's a winter weather advisory posted for part of the area. John, tell us about it.
Yeah, good morning, Susan and Brian. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect for late tonight through Wednesday. That's for all of Erie, Genesee, Wyoming, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus counties. We expect a band of lake effect snow to develop near Buffalo and Batavia late tonight and then intensify over the city and then move south pretty quickly early tomorrow morning. So this band of snow is not going to be over any one spot for very long, maybe just a few hours, but it could produce a quick 2 to 4, even 3 to 5 inches as it moves south across the area. I think it'll be south of the city by 7 or 8 in the morning and heading into the hills south. So it's going to be a very brief window, but travel conditions will be pretty bad for a couple hours when that band is over any given location.
All right, so a lot to watch out for over the next 24 hours or so. The snow, how much of a nuisance might it create on the roads? What are you seeing there?
Well, the amount of snow is not too big of a deal, just 2 to 4 or 3 to 5 inches, but with it coming in a pretty short duration, pretty high snowfall rates, that combined with the strong gusty winds, the visibility will be very, very poor within that band. And that time frame for the Buffalo metro area is going to be probably from about 2, 3 in the morning until 6 or 7 in the morning. So the good news is for the Buffalo area, by the time we get into the heart of the morning commute, it should be heading south into the hills to well to the south of Buffalo.
All right, and that's also good news for travelers because most of them aren't doing the traveling overnight, right?
Yeah, and conditions will improve as we go through the day. This band of snow will be heaviest early in the morning, and there'll still be a few snow showers around in the afternoon, but not too big of a deal. So if you are traveling the day before Thanksgiving, if you can wait a little later in the day, travel conditions will improve.
All right. How about Thanksgiving? Still looking freezing?
Yeah, Thanksgiving will be extremely cold. We're calling for a high only in the low 20s. We have a shot at having the coldest Thanksgiving on record. The previous record is 22, and we're forecasting a high of 21. So we're going to be right in that record territory. But any leftover lake effect snow showers will end in the morning, and it'll be dry through the rest of the day.
Ooh, okay, that is a cold one. After Thanksgiving, what happens into the weekend?
We do have a warm-up on the way. That's the good news. As we head into the weekend, we'll be into the 40s. There could be a little rain with that warm-up, unfortunately, but at least we'll be out of the snow for several days going into the weekend and the first half of next week.
All right. Well, we thank you for the update, and we'll continue to kind of watch out for that winter weather. John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service joining us, telling us what to watch out for over the next couple of days. Some snow. And then it breaks, but when it does, we'll be freezing on Thanksgiving.